The numbers on Wall Street today spelled panic, but if you could get a glimpse of the financial district in Manhattan today, you would know there was a historic 1,000-point drop of the Dow this morning. NPR's Joel Rose takes us there.
For all the drama inside the New York Stock Exchange, you might not guess there was anything unusual going on at the corner of Broad and Wall Streets.
I don't see people running down the streets with their hair on fire.
John Tobacco works around the corner at an electronic trading company called T-Zero.
I think we've seen much worse than this in 2008, 2009. We saw much worse than this, you know, back in 87. I think everyone's pretty calm, yeah.
That was easy to say around lunchtime, when U.S. markets were down only a few percentage points on the day. It was harder to stay calm shortly after the opening bell when the Dow dropped more than 1,000 points. Eugene Belenkoff works for an electronic securities exchange.
China gives bad numbers, so the perception that the economy is slowing down, there's a fear that, you know, everything's going to go down. So that's why the fear rules today.
It was difficult to get a read on the mood inside the stock market. Traders in blue jackets emerged from the building to grab lunch or smoke cigarettes behind a security fence that kept reporters at bay. But trader John Cole did stop briefly to talk. He says today's sell-off might have more to do with summer vacations than economic fundamentals.
Well, I think it's because it's guys are out. CEOs are out. So there are no buyers. That's the problem. So I could see a panic sell-off. That's what it was. Nothing more.
Outside the New York Stock Exchange, throngs of tourists snapped selfies in front of the world's most famous stock market. But the summer season seemed to be taking a toll on some of the street vendors, too. Diane Irby was selling discount bracelets and jewelry at a kiosk on the corner of Nassau and Wall Streets.
It's been consistently bad this month, but I think that it's a summer thing. It's the end of the summer.
Irby and her partner Pepe Delgado say business did seem remarkably slow earlier this month when the Greek stock market tanked.
That day was like the worst day over here at this table. Because the business was so slow that day, I was actually blaming it on that situation.
Delgado says business wasn't great today, but he's not ready to blame his problems on the U.S. stock market, at least not yet. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.